1. Kantara is a 2022 Kannada movie written, directed and acted by Rishabh Shetty that talks about the fight between tribals and a rich landlord over the forest land. 2. In 1847, to attain peace, a king gave his forest land to the tribals in exchange for a deity. The tribals agree, but on one condition: none of the king or his ancestors would come to claim back the land, or else the god would get angry. Years later, the king's ancestor comes to attend the annual tribal festival of Kola, where he asks for the land from Pranjuli, the deity representative. Pranjuli gets angry and runs into the forest and disappears. A few days later, the ancestor also dies under suspicious conditions. It's 1990, and a new forest officer, Murali Kishore, arrives and starts taking measures to get the encroached forest land back from the tribals. The tribals, headed by Shiva, Rishabh Shetty, a local man and also the son of Pranjuli, revolt against it with the support of Devendra, Achyut Kumar, a rich landlord and descendant of the king. Shiva and his friends are arrested by Murali for destroying the forest property. Meanwhile, Devendra requests Shiva's cousin Guruva to return the land and convince his people. Guruva refuses to do so and is killed. Murali understands that Devendra is the one who is doing illegal activities in the forest. Devendra now decides to kill Murali by blaming Guruva's death on him. Shiva returns from jail, and he gets to know the truth about his cousin's killer. He teams up with Murali and fights against Devendra. As Shiva starts to lose a fight, his father slash Pranjuli enters his body, and Shiva becomes powerful and kills Devendra and his men. The Kola festival arrives, where Shiva acts as the Pranjuli. By the end of the festival, he disappears into the forest, just like his father. 3. It seemed to be a usual good versus bad fight like in every other Indian movie. The only thing that made this movie stand out is the last scene, where Rishabh just delivered one of the best performances mixed with rawness and realism. The movie though did not stand up to the hype. 4. If you are allergic to a noisy environment, then avoid watching this movie in theaters. The woe sound coming out of Pranjuli's throat is so loud that it will directly hit your head, leading to headaches in some situations. Maybe the theater owners need to do something about it. 5. The acting by the cast was really good, and the cinematography makes this movie worth watching on the big screen. The other thing that keeps you entertained is the humor. The dialogue with its double meaning just brings out your giggle now and then. 6. The tribals belong to the forest, and they are attached to it like anything, but do they have the right to hurt the forest? To survive, they indulge in deforestation and even cross the limits by killing selective wild animals. The forest area has decreased, but the hunters have not. 7. The tribal festival of Budakola is a tradition that has its roots in the forests of South India. The tribals have their deities and their own beliefs. The one who opposes or mocks it dies under mysterious circumstances, and the one who mocks a well-known deity is killed in broad daylight. 8. The movie highlighted the caste system that is sadly still prevalent in many parts of India. The worst thing is the rituals that come with it, like not entering a higher caste house or not drinking from the same glass, and many more pathetic ones. Sometimes tradition wins over education. 9. A critically acclaimed movie that did break the box office numbers, beating expectations by a huge margin. 10. A one-time watch, and I enjoyed it.